This is the Tom Likas Show.
I didn't even feel no pressure. I ain't feel no pressure.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Shit. Okay, that's cool.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 at tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at tomeverywhere.com. That's tomeverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you and me. And here we are, less than an hour away from another edition of Likas 101, where you can call in and talk to your professor about getting laid without wasting time, money, or energy on getting laid with chicks who probably won't even put out anyway. It's a life without girlfriends, wives, baby mamas, living together. Oh, my God. Talk to your professor coming up here on Likas 101. So here I am, as I begin this conversation this hour, I want to read to you something that somebody just posted about me, so you get an idea of where I'm coming from here. Here's a guy who claims his name is Arnold Sullivan. I don't know who he is. I don't know why he's making this claim, but one of our loyal listeners, who you've heard many times, Ryan McGrath from Bristol, England, posted a video, and I gave him permission to do it. He posted a video that was a clip with my permission, remember. He posted a clip of our show the other day where we had the suicidal listener call in. His name was Matt. Called in from Montana, and Matt said he was a 20-year listener of the show, and I believe his wife left him, and he hadn't seen his kids, and he's homeless, and he's living in his car, and he told us that he had had the revolver in his mouth. He was going to kill himself. And our friend Paul Beatty of Sydney Counselors in Sydney, Australia, heard Matt and called in and talked him down. And then off the air, he called Matt in Montana on his cell phone, living in his car. Spoke to him for about an hour, from what I understand. Then Matt called us back and said he'd spoken to Paul and that he had made sure the gun was going to be in the hands of someone else so he wouldn't use it on himself, and that he had been in touch with a friend that he was with. It was not clear if he's staying with the friend or talking to the friend, but they'd been in touch. It was a great situation in terms of the way it appeared to end, and you know, what will happen in the future, we're going to get updated on that. And most of you wrote us or tweeted us or called us to tell us, you know, how happy you were that we took the time with Matt that we took. We responded by saying radio wouldn't do that, we would. So I want you to hear what this dope is saying, okay? And by the way, it's my opinion that he's a dope and I'm entitled to it. Here's what he said. Ryan posted the video, and this guy writes, "Word through the podcasting grapevine, that was fake." Now, of course, Arnold didn't bother to tell us who is saying that or anything about it. And, of course, he's trying to avoid being sued by saying that someone else said it. By the way, I haven't seen anyone else saying it. But I will tell you this, the podcasting community is full of people who hate what we do. And it's my opinion that they hate what we do because they have not figured out how to make any money as podcasters. And they are angry when they hear that we're selling bottles of wine or tickets to ball games or seats at the table when we're going to have dinner together at great restaurants. Whatever that is, that just doesn't sound right to them. They hate it. And so the way they attack it is by saying I'm a liar or I'm fake in some way, shape, or form. Very much the Donald Trump method of trying to demean or discredit anyone who says anything about him. And he also wrote in another post, he says, believe nothing you hear on radio nowadays. So first he talks about the podcasting community as if we're a podcast. Now we're a radio show. He says, believe nothing you hear on radio nowadays. I mean this, meaning me, is the same guy who had fake, quote, haters call in back in the day. Now, Arnold, I know you're a listener. So if you believe that, why don't you call us and face me like a man? Can you prove anything you just said? That we had fake callers? We never had fake callers. You know us fake callers? Ryan Seacrest. Other people who work for iHeartRadio. Okay? They, according to number stories I've seen, they actually have a division of iHeartRadio where they hire actors for, I believe, $20 an hour who sit in a boiler room somewhere, and when a talk show needs a caller to argue with them or they're getting no calls, they call upon this boiler room of people to call shows. We also know that Cumulus had a talk show, which has since been canceled, with a guy named Mike Huckabee, politician you may have heard about. And the very first call to his show that Cumulus syndicated was his boss, a guy named Mike McVeigh, vice president of programming for Cumulus. He was the first caller. The first caller. They did not reveal that the guy was an employee, okay? Now, if you're going to make a claim like that, Mr. Sullivan, be prepared for one thing. I have attorneys, and by saying that most of my callers were fake haters, you've just slandered me. And you can ask some of the other folks who've tried games like this. I'll come back at you and I'll hit you hard. And I'll hit you hard not with my fist. I'll hit you hard with legal paperwork. And you'll then be forced to prove that there were fake haters on my show either today or back in the day. Ever. It's just not something we do. And never have done. Period. Prove me wrong, buddy. Prove it. And you can't. You can't. And I'll be in touch with you to ask you this question myself personally. I'll be in touch with you to let you know that you're either going to prove this or you may have to prove it in the courtroom, pal. We've already been to court with somebody else out there and he knows it. And we've had listeners who have tried to fuck with our business, and they have also received legal documents from us. You know that I will come get you if you say that. Now, again, if you've got proof, truth is a defense. Believe me, if you can prove I've got fake callers, there's nothing, I can't touch you with a 10-foot pole. But the point is, you can't prove that, and it's not true. So, like a little boy, you have, by the way, this guy has already run and hid from the page where he was posting, where Ryan posted the video of these two who were on the show the other day, Matt and our friend Paul from Sydney. All right. He's already backed away and is no longer commenting. But, people who do that kind of shit to me, they're going to have to answer for it. Now, before I get to the next part of what I'm going to talk about, I see Paul on the phone here, and it has to do with what I'm talking about right now. Did you know about this, Paul? Here's somebody saying that was completely fake.
No, I didn't. Whereabouts can I see this absolute fucking tool
spew
his words of wisdom?
This is, you know what? I'm going to give Dino the exact location because I don't want to promote it to the general public.
Sure.
But I will give it to you, and you can go check it out because it involves you. Essentially, it also accused you of being part of this faking of that event.
Well, you know, if you need me to fly over and appear in court and testify on your behalf, Tom, I'll be more than happy to do that.
Great.
This guy's a fucking idiot. Isn't it amazing though how? I mean, apart from the dark side of that call, I mean, really, it turned out as good as it possibly could given that situation. And I know you and I have had lots of people saying, you know, it was a good job and, you know, you care. And it was really nice to have that feedback. There's always going to be one fucking idiot, though. I mean, who's this guy? Arnold. Probably a made up.
He's nobody, in my opinion. He's nobody. And now he's trying. Yeah. And now he's trying to backpedal. Now that I'm calling him on his shit. Now his latest thing says, don't know if the fake suicide thing is true or not. I hope it's not true. I do recall one of the former employees telling me they used to let through a bunch of fake callers back in the day. It's common practice in radio. Caller number 106 gets free tickets. Meanwhile, we give the tickets to caller 17. But where in there does he say he's got proof of this slander?
It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's a cry for attention or something like that, or they, you know what it might be, Tom. It might be that people just don't want to. They just want to think, well, look, here you go. It's the cunt principle. They think you're a cunt, or they don't just think you're a cunt. They know you're a cunt, Tom. So there's nothing you can do that's right. And look, I've been doing this a long time, and the way you handled Matt and spoke to Matt and the compassion you showed him. It was absolutely textbook. You did a fantastic job there, man. It was great. You know, you did half the work already. And for some loser like Arnold to come and piss on your parade because no one's talking about Arnold, you know, fuck him. And Arnold, if you're listening, you better, wherever you're commenting this shit, I think you should write a full retraction because I spoke with Matt for an hour. I can't say what we talked about, but I can assure you it was not fucking fake, mate.
I'm sure that's true. I mean, I've been doing this a very, very long time, all my life. And I have talked to people who have tried to pull one over on me. But I can tell you that I could tell from the sound of his voice, the slight quiver in his voice, the sound of the phone call. He was definitely in a car. And he was definitely telling the truth. And if I thought he wasn't telling the truth, I would not go ahead with the call.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He was telling the truth. Absolutely, I'm as sure as I can be, Tom. Absolutely. So, you know, unless I'm just involved in this conspiracy, man, maybe we should get some chemtrails happening in the Illuminati. Maybe that's what Arnold's game is. He likes to see spooks and ghouls where there are none.
Exactly right. And now he says, I did recall hearing some of those hater callers were fake. That I do recall. But, of course, he doesn't tell me the names of the people who said it. He doesn't, but I'm telling him right now, and I'll tell you, I'm telling him, either give me the names of the people who said it, or you, Arnold Sullivan, will be sued for slander.
Yeah, and I'll be more than happy to chip in my 2 cents. I mean, Jesus Christ! What if it's the best and worst in humanity. You know, you get someone like Matt who you know, hopefully he's turning things around. And you know, to me, that's what keeps me doing the job I'm doing. When I see people change like that, it just, you know, makes me feel good about the world. And then you get some tit like this that just comes straight away and just tries to piss on everyone's rainbow. Fuck you, Arnold. Fuck you, man.
And by the way, if we were in that business, why would we wait into our sixth year to do something like that? Why didn't we do it the first month we were on it? Why don't we do it every month?
Well, you know, I'm still waiting from the email from Gary to say, hey, Paul, how about we line up some fake callers? You give us a few $100 and it'll make you look good and us look good. Well, that hasn't happened. It's just ridiculous.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I hope this doesn't tarnish what you did the other day, because it really was a wonderful thing, man. It really was.
Well, I will tell you this. It doesn't matter what people's opinions are, Paul. We know the truth.
Yep.
And what matters
absolutely is
that we turn mine around and give him a reason to continue and then to blossom and to improve his life. That's what I care about. I don't, you know, if this moron who knows nothing about our business and nothing about our show thinks it's fake, I don't give a fuck, except that if he continues to say this and doesn't retract it, I could very well start the paperwork in process to sue the shit out of him. And we've already done it with one other person, and I'm going to do it with him as well if I have to.
Well, I'll have to check if my suit still fits, Tom, because I believe you're supposed to dress up as you go to court. So
exactly. Well, the last guy we sued didn't even bother to dress up. That's probably why he's losing.
I'd just like to say at this point that, you know, some people have a perception that when people call for help in that situation and they're feeling suicidal, that, oh, they're just looking for attention or they're not really serious. And I can tell you 100% that that is not the case. That I'm not saying that doesn't happen. There are some that do that. But we talk about suicide prevention in terms of flowing down a river. And so right at the top, whether it's it goes from the mountain source and then a stream and then a raging torrent and out to the ocean. And so by the time someone gets down to that ocean part, there's not a lot you can do. But earlier on in the stream, it's very easy to hold out your hand and fish someone out. And people that call for help, the chances are that if there is no one to help them, that they're going to be in a bad situation. So, Matt did an incredibly brave thing by calling your show. And it's something that other people can do. There's if you're in Australia, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 44. I'm sure there's services in the US and Samaritans and in the UK, and it's worth just giving a call. That might be all that you need to get back on track. It can be very easy sometimes.
By the way, our friend Arnold Sullivan, now when I put him up against the wall and I said, you either give me the name of the person who said that or I'm going to sue you for slander, his response is, I don't remember.
Yeah, fuck you. Fucking amnesia. Jesus Christ, who's the fake now?
Exactly. You know, because if somebody said that, I'd like to know who is saying slanderous things about me so I can sue them. But if he doesn't tell me the names of the people, I'm going to sue him. And there are people listening to this show right now who know that what I do when people slander me that way, who know when they try to fuck with my business, what I will do.
Well, you know, if this was fake, Tom, I'd be suing you too, wouldn't I? Because I don't want my name to be associated with something like that. And if I'd have called Matt and smelt a rat, then I'd be straight on to you, cancelling my advertising and not listening anymore. You know, I mean, why would I be part of this? It's ridiculous. I mean, Arnold's just, I mean, I could understand Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump having memory lapses. But Arnold, you're just being a fucking idiot. In my opinion, you're a cunt.
And there's no doubt in my mind. And here he is now trying to backpedal in various ways, but he still hasn't retracted it. And if he doesn't retract it, I'm going to be on the phone to my attorney tonight.
Well, it's the same with these lowlifes all the time, Tom, isn't it? You know, they throw a few barbs and they try and backpedal and come up passive aggressive. Oh, that's not what I mean. You know, look, we all know what gaslighting is, you stupid fucker. You know, either you stand by your conviction and say it was fake and stand by it and come up with evidence, or you backpedal and retract it. That's your two choices, Sunshine.
Exactly right. And it's, you know, it's just beyond belief. And again, this ties into what I was saying in general. When I attend these podcasting events, there is this palpable feeling of resentment towards us. And I have to tell you right now, I know what's going on. You have a bunch of these people who record a podcast on their laptop and upload their 15 minutes of their bullshit, and they can't figure out why ad agencies aren't jumping at the chance to advertise, or why media buyers aren't responding to their calls, or they can't understand why we're making money and they aren't. And the real reason I'm making money and they aren't is not because I'm a better person. I have decades of experience doing profitable audio content, and I know how it's done. And there are other people who know how it's done, but podcasters mostly are not those people.
Oh, absolutely not. I do one myself, and I just tinker around. I do it because it's a laugh. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not going to make money out of it, whereas you as well as having your experience is clearly something that you love and you're passionate about and you're very good at. And not only do you make money out of it, you employ one of the best talents going in that group you've got there. I mean, fuck's sake.
Here's the latest now. Here's the latest from this guy. By the way, I think he is a podcaster because I'm looking at his page and it references podcasts. He says, Welp, I love that word, not even a word. Welp, I don't want to be sued by Tom Likas, so I'll delete my comments and retract what I said, because quite honestly, I don't know. So you see, he admitted he did not know, but he got on there, fucking big mouth asshole, he got on there and started talking about me anyway, he thinking I'd never see it, or thinking I'd never hear about it.
Is deleting enough, or do we want an unreserved apology for this, Tom?
Well, I did say I wanted him to retract it and delete it. And he said that he will delete the comments and retract what he said. That's what I asked for, and that's what he says he's going to do, though he hasn't done it.
Oh, boy. Well, there you go. That's always going to happen. And you know, the sort of people that are jealous of you... I'd hazard a guess that their podcasts are shit. That's why they're not making any money out of it, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you boys should pay me a consulting fee, and I'll tell you how to make money at your little podcast. Fucking assholes.
And you don't...
All of you.
You don't make money. Yeah, maybe Arnold should try having some fake calls on his fucking podcast. To see how that goes down. See how easy it would be to spot.
I'd love to see if he gets phone calls on his podcast.
Oh, dear.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, up in his little bedroom there with his Channing Tatum posters. You know, God bless the little fella.
And now he has just deleted all of his comments.
Wonderful.
So there you go.
Thank you very much, Arnold.
Amazing. Fucking coward.
Oh,
and you see, when you're right, let me tell you something, and you know this, when you're right, when you know you're telling the truth, me, I'm never afraid to confront people who say shit like this and say, prove it. And when they can't prove it, I say, either you prove it or I'm going to sue you. And this is what happens to those people.
Oh, look, man, there's nothing like the truth. You know, the truth sets you free. The truth, when you know you're right, it stokes up the fire in your belly. I know how you feel there, Tom, for sure.
In my opinion, this is another example of a lack of professional or adult experience. Here you are with your little podcast with what, less than 100 listeners? And there you are doing something that we professionals, we know not to do. I know not to go on and say, every call at a Rush Limbaugh is a fake. I know not to say that, okay? But the amateurs who do podcasts, they don't know any better. And I'm holding every one of them to account. Every one of them.
they possibly just can't believe that people, I don't know what it is, maybe they just can't believe, because they've not had that experience yourself, like you're saying, they haven't had that life experience, or they haven't been in radio for fucking decades, they find it hard to believe that people would actually call you, because no one's going to call them. And if no one's going to call me, why would they call anyone else? Because I'm the best on my laptop podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have heard some of these podcasts, and some podcasts are great. But a lot of them are horrible and unprofessional. And those are the people who have it in for me. The people who haven't done this kind of content before, don't know how to make money at it, don't know what you can and can't say from a legal perspective. And these guys are going to get a lesson one by one, like this guy who disappeared finally.
Well, he's probably gone off into some secret group now, I suppose, and having his little whinge. I showed Tom.
Right.
Little fucker.
Exactly. Paul, thank you for...
Tom's such a bully.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Tom is up there hawking his wine. By the way, there is a video and audio of that very panel at Talkers 2016 at Hofstra University. And you can see exactly what I did. And one thing you will not see or hear is me saying, and by the way, after this panel, I'll be selling bottles of wine to anyone who wants to buy them. I brought it as a prop to say, you can do this. You, Mr. Unprofitable Podcaster, you can be doing something like this, trying to be helpful. And appreciation is not what I received in return.
Well, there's just this attitude that you go online and you just make lots of money and that's it. And that goes against the whole of entertainment history from when people were, doing their shit in the Globe Theatre. I mean, you've got to be good at it. You've got to be professional. You've got to be seasoned.
Yeah. Well, this is, as I observed walking the hallways of these events, this is very much the information is free, or information should be free crowd. People who think that you should just put out podcasts and cast them to the wind, and hopefully people hear them and hear your opinion. But if people want to do that, that's their decision. I'm a professional broadcaster, and by professional, I mean... when I talk into this mic, I expect to be compensated for my work. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Why would anyone think there is something wrong with that?
No idea, man. No idea. I mean, what else are you going to do? Open a fish and chip shop,
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
It's what you do. It's in your blood.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
Man, oh, man.
Paul, a pleasure as always.
Can you take me out Whitney Houston style, please, man?
You bet I can. Here you go. That is amazing.
Fuck you, man.
901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. We have taken one break this hour. We have not. All right, we'll take it right now. We're going to come back with more of your phone calls here. Arnold has completely disappeared, by the way, from the thread online. 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number, and you can call in and talk to me right now. And we're looking for real people, by the way, if you are real, not fake. Like Arnold said, we have fakes. 901-3000, Tom, call me now. 901-3000-866.
Coast to coast. And across the universe, this is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number here. 901-3000, Tom. Get to hear from you right now at 901-3000-866. Here's Carly in West Hollywood. Carly, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, first I need to say, for the record that I'm a real caller with a real pulse.
I don't like those fakes.
I am absolutely gleeful. I have known of this guy for years and years. He did some failure podcast with somebody I happen to know who is actually a cool person. But she, like, gave me all the dirt on him. And basically his wife supports him. He brags about smoking weed. He smokes the lowest quality weed. He's just a troll. And I am so happy that you're here to call this guy to the carpet, because it's sad to see a grown man jealous, but that's really what he is. He's jealous of you. In my opinion, from what I know, he's never gotten paid to do any sort of a gig. They did a podcast for years and years and years. And, you know, he's just a troll on the Internet. I've seen him even defending Trump on the Internet. So that tells me everything I need to know about him.
Well, that tells me a lot. And, you know, again, there are people who do podcasts that I love, and there are people who do podcasts that I don't respect or don't particularly like. But everybody has the right to try to make a living or try to make a statement or whatever it is they're trying to do. But what really gets me are people who I happen to believe are failures at it, who then take shots at me. And, you know, I'm by the way, it doesn't stop me. I'm going to the Talkers event in New York, June 2nd, or the night before our dinner. And then I'm going to Podcast Movement in Anaheim in August. I'll be there. I will still continue to attend these events. But I'm just amazed at the number of failures and socialists who show up, and they really have it in for me because of our success. They don't like it.
Yeah, and I remember seeing Facebook post after Facebook post from him about his next big break being around the corner. But the reality is these people don't put work into it. They don't put skin in the game, as you say. And that explains why they are where they are and why you are where you are. And I did buy a bottle of your wine, and it was delicious, for the record.
Oh, good. He's going to say I have fake wine.
It got me drunk, so it couldn't have been that fake.
There we go. Well, it's pedal to the metal. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, thank you, Tom. I just wanted to talk some shit, and I'm happy that you are holding these idiots accountable.
Thank you so much, Carly. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. There she goes, Carly. Wow. All right. I don't know anything about this guy, so I don't know if anything she said was true, but there you go. Callers' opinions are their own. Yes, they are. Amazing. You know, buddy, instead of hating me, why don't you do a better show than I do? Why don't you work hard? You know, and why don't you do something that more people want to listen to than what you do? It's fucking amazing. You know what? This is what really gets to me, and this is what I wanted to talk about this hour. You know, in all my life, I have never resented people who make more money than I do. People who have TV shows. I did three pilots, you know, and for at least two of them, I refused to support them because I thought the work was subpar. I didn't think it was good. I didn't think my radio listeners, which is the basis of my prominence and existence, I didn't think my listeners would like these shows. So I just did not support the marketing of these shows. I was fine with these shows not going forward. You think I'm going to go on the air with frosted hair and you're wearing peach-colored sweaters and looking all warm and things like that, that they were suggesting to me back at that time. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. You know, if somebody does a radio show and gets paid a lot of money, good for them. I've singled out one particular person, Ryan Seacrest. I've known Ryan from time to time. I know that he would stop and say hello if we were out and about. He has done it, and he would do it again. And I have said many times, I'm not his target demographic, young females, okay? And I don't want to work as hard as he does. He works harder than anyone I know. He deserves all the success he has, without reservation, I salute him. I admire him. I love what he's done. You will never hear me attack someone who has more than I have. Because, you know, I believe that as hard as you want to work, that's how much you're going to get. Now, this guy who attacked me today, if he has a podcast, you know the way to show me? You know the way to show me up? Why don't you do a better show than I do? How about that? You know, I'll give you another example. This is somebody I don't know, but I know about him. There's a show on now called The Woody Show in the morning. Now, this guy's not from L.A. And by the way, I wasn't from L.A. when I got here, but I've been here a long time. Woody just came to L.A. And he went on in the morning with a minimal marketing budget and on a station that was nowhere in the ratings and was on against K-Rock and Kevin and Bean in their glory days. And this guy, who was an unknown in L.A., came in, and he's now in the top four in the morning in the Prime Devils in the morning in Los Angeles. You know what? I wouldn't know this guy if I fell over. But to come into having worked here for almost 30 years, let me say this. To come into L.A. as an unknown in L.A. and end up in the top four in the morning against all the other competitors, I'd tell you what, I'd take my hat off to you, buddy. Good for you. He's beating Kevin and Bean into the ground. And by the way, you know, Bean's been on the show. Nothing bad to say about Bean. Bean's been on the air in mornings here in L.A. for 27 years. And a side note, when I was working in Phoenix in the mid-'80s, Bean was on there too. Kevin and Bean were on in Phoenix as two separate shows on the same radio station. KZZP, did you know that? And that was at the same time I was in Phoenix. I came to L.A. in 88. And they showed up on the air in L.A. like in 1990, and they've been on ever since. And so, you know, I'm giving Woody congrats, but I wish no ill for Kevin and Bean. I'm very happy to see all the years of success they've had, and who knows, once their company has been merged into the next other company, which is about to happen, who knows what will happen for them. Maybe they get more marketing firepower and they come back. That could happen. But whatever the reason, I mean, the whole radio station is down to a two-share. So you don't blame that on Kevin and Bean. Seriously. The point I'm making to you is I love when people work hard and get what they've worked for. Whoever they are, in whatever field they're in. I love Warren Buffett. All right, I love Bill Gates. I love the people who've come in and they rolled up their sleeves and they got shit done. And if somebody does a better streaming call-in show than I do, you know, I have to step up my game if that happens. But for some, it seems to me, a failed podcaster to get online and to try to pull me down by lying about me, I don't respect that. That I don't respect. And, you know, if you really want to show me up, buddy, stop lying about me and start rolling up your sleeves and getting the job done. Do a better show. I don't even know who you are. Who does know who you are? Fuck. And it's that same jealous attitude that I... By the way, when I went to these events, these seminars, I was asked to come and talk about what we did, what was our secret sauce, how were we successful. And so I came and I brought a prop. It was my bottle of wine, and I was proud of it. And I stood up there and I told my story, and immediately you could feel the resentment from the... $25 a column bloggers and the, podcasters with no revenue and with 17 listeners. You could feel it. They want to hear me telling them how to succeed. They want to tell me why I was awful for being successful, for making money, for being open about my desire to make money. Is there something wrong with making money? My hope is at these events this year that I'm going to get to confront some of these haters. I would love to let them tell me why I shouldn't be making wine and selling it, or why I shouldn't be selling tickets to events. Go ahead and tell me. I mean, Jesus Christ, really? That's the best you can come up with? Make up stories about me faking phone calls on my show? I'm going to warn everybody out there who does this, okay? If you say shit like that about me and I find out about it, you either retract it or I'm going to sue the shit out of you. You're going to shit your pants. You're going to be running around crying to mommy like the other person I've been suing, living on mommy's couch, saying shit about me, my business. Again, if you're in the right, I'll have to pay your legal expenses. But you better have proof. You better have it. I dare you. I double dog dare you to say things about me that you can't prove, because I'm going to get you. You know what? You stay in your lane, I'll stay in mine. I'll do my show, I'll sell my wine, and all is good with the world. But if you try crossing over into my lane and say shit about me that isn't true, I am going to fuck you up. And again, that's not a physical threat. I'm talking about with every legal means at my disposal. There are listeners right now who know who they are, who I have literally made cry. Wah! And they know who they are. These guys were big boys on the internet saying shit about me that wasn't true. But the minute the legal papers started arriving and they tried to go and hide from the process server and hide from the cops, let me tell you something, boys. What I did to you, I'm going to do to others who try that shit. So if you want to slander people, better to leave it to other people. Do it to others. Do it to me, and I'm going to fuck you up. And I say fuck you up, I mean I'm going to fuck you up with legal paperwork, and then I'm going after your house. Or your mother's house, if that's where you live. I can't believe you're serving me with these papers. He's the one who did it. Yeah. Good luck, buddy. Just unbelievable. All right, let's take a break here. Why not? We're right ahead of Likas 101. Don't go anywhere.
Stick it in your rack. Let them enjoy it, too. Download the Tom Likas app. Now. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
This is the Tom Likas Show. And we are just ahead of Likas 101 here on the Tom Likas Show. In case you haven't heard, today is the day we are releasing our wine, our 2015 vintage, pedal to the metal, San Ynez Valley Syrah. It's unbelievably delicious. And by the way, any bottles you don't want, I'm taking home. I'm drinking them myself. You can get your pedal to the metal right now by going to tom.wine. That's the website. Tom.wine. As in www.tom.wine.
Stick it in your rack. Let them enjoy it, too. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Yes.
United Airlines has settled with Dr. Dow.
Right. We knew this was coming. They settled swiftly and quickly. Ooh, so,
swiftly,
yeah. Yes, in my opinion. Dow's lawyers said they've reached an amicable settlement and with the United Airlines for the injuries that our friend the Dow received
yeah.
when he was savagely dragged off a jet in Chicago.
Right. I'm imagining this is a huge amount of money, and our boy will no longer have to suck cock anymore.
He might fly private right. with this kind of dough.
Yeah.
Little G4, mm-hmm. G650. Come out.
Mm-hmm. Michigan woman files a suit against Delta after a passenger convicted for indecent exposure and assault. What the hell went on here?
I don't know, but it's bad. I guess a flight attendant did nothing to stop a man who was seated next to her
yeah.
from masturbating or assaulting her until they landed. Our friend Chris, he was convicted last month of assault and indecent exposure, therefore saying that he did it. Now she's turning around and saying, okay, let me chase
wow.
some money down.
Yeah. Conviction stemmed from two separate incidences.
Yeah.
He
don't forget.
Exposed himself to flight attendants, and the second is for taking another seat on the plane and then assaulting that female passenger seated in coach.
Right. Man, can you imagine that flight from Florida to Detroit?
Yeah.
Man.
Victim's attorney Jordan Aker says it happened on a flight from Florida to Detroit when Finkley unapologetically exposed himself on the flight while masturbating in his seat.
Yeah. And then he was allowed to move freely about the cabin. he sat right next to the victim,
yeah.
a waitress and mother of a 15-year-old girl. He reached on his hands underneath his shorts, and he had to do the do.
Yeah.
I guess while he was doing this, the defendant told the woman that he liked white women and asked, "Where's your man?"
She said her kids were sitting behind her. He eventually left and then went back to masturbating in his own seat with his penis exposed.
Right.
Damn, this shit never happens when I'm on a flight. I don't know. I just get crying babies.
Oh, the man.
Bullshit.
First dude that whips
Bullshit.
It out near me. This
yeah.
is going down.
Yeah. Mello trying to save his marriage to Lala.
I think that this would be an important key before you call it quits. If
give it an effort.
Because this is going to cost a fortune. A
lot of money.
And, you know, this whole thing is really, you know, now at another level because allegedly the new baby mama is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Or she becomes a baby mama. This is going to be bad.
Yeah.
And now you got little Mellos running around and not with your wife.
Right.
Well, that's bad.
Speaking of divorce, former U.S. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. facing tough questions from his estranged wife. She wants the names, the phone numbers, and addresses of each of his sex partners besides her during their 25-year marriage. She's asking this in court, and this could be trouble.
Right. Now, this is the junior.
This is the junior.
Right. Because at one point, the senior,
yeah.
Tom had loaded me up with questions to ask him during the Michael Jackson trial, and I asked him the whereabouts or if there were any other women he was fooling around with, and he promptly walked away, didn't answer that question.
Mr. Jackson Jr. is saying in a statement he wants to protect his two children from the unspecified damaging information. I don't think she's going to get that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Kind of a crazy deal. Finally, this kid who starred in Disney's Miracle, Michael Mantenuto,
yeah,
apparently offed himself in his car in Washington State on Monday.
Now, he went to University of Maine, hockey player,
mm-hmm.
but there's a small problem because out there in Washington State, Des Moines, they found him in his car.
Mm-hmm.
He committed suicide by shooting himself.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what happened or where it could have gone wrong. But he was 35.
Yeah. Sometimes Washington State will do that to you, man. All that goddamn rain.
Well, Kurt Cobain definitely
right.
agrees with that statement.
Yeah. Plenty more news for guys.com. And, of course, you can find our podcast at GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.